From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Many South Floridians who rent an apartment or house are spending too much to keep the roof over their heads. Recent studies show that more than a third of renters here are spending more than half their income on housing. But a 15-year-old amendment to Florida law might offer a solution. In 2004, the change encouraged local governments to allow single-family homeowners to build secondary houses on their property. They're called accessory dwelling units, ADUs for short. The small homes are often called granny flats or mother-in-law cottages because they're often used as a way for adult children to accommodate aging parents. With us in the studio is Sandra Vesey-Einhorn. She's the executive director of the Coordinating Council of Broward. The council brings together top state and local executives from public, private, and business sectors to find solutions to problems like a lack of affordable housing. So, Sandra, in Broward County alone, how did we get to this point, with rents so high and the number of people who can afford to buy a home dropping fast?
So, great question. You know, Broward County has a couple nuances that have sort of exacerbated the affordable housing crisis, which is really a crisis nationwide. We have no more land. We are completely built out, which is something that Miami and Palm Beach don't have to face as drastically as we do in Broward. South Florida has some of the strictest building codes in the entire nation post-Hurricane Andrew. So the cost of building in South Florida is more expensive than it is anywhere else. And specifically in Broward County, we heavily are reliant on tourism and the service sector, and those are low-wage jobs. So what you have is a mix of low-wage jobs and real estate prices and rental that are going through the roof, and that then exacerbates the crisis here in Broward County.
Now, the Broward County Commission is looking at a land use change that would allow homeowners to build these ADUs, the small houses, on their own properties. At least one commissioner says that they not only provide affordable housing, but generate income for the property owner. So, if ADUs are so great, why hasn't Broward already embraced this idea?
So I think it was really just lack of awareness. It's one of those tools that aren't as well known as perhaps some of the other more glaring tools like funding and availability of land. And it's really gone under the radar. And now that there is more conversation around accessory dwelling units, I think once it became abundantly clear that this was sort of low-hanging fruit that we can leverage to put in the toolbox, they decided to really look at it and move that idea forward.
How would the county or individual cities be able to make sure that these small houses are used for affordable housing and not for short-term vacation rentals?
I think, again, when you go to apply policy, you're just keeping honest people honest. So for all the people that you are going to help, certainly I think that unfortunately there will be a subset of the population that uses it for rentals, which is certainly not its original intent. But I think the focus really needs to be on all of the folks that it's going to help.
Now, these tiny cottages, what's to stop an influx of secondary homes from stimulating the loss of affordable primary houses? Something that can actually hurt affordable housing in the long run.
So I'd love to say that that would be our biggest problem. I think realistically in Broward County, we don't have lot sizes that are large enough for us to be able to build separate units. So while there might be, you know, garages that could be converted and maybe some tiny homes on some select parcels, I know that specifically in my neighborhood, I don't know that you could do a tiny home or an ADU simply because the land isn't big enough to be able to build that. To me, where I see opportunity with ADUs is in garage conversions. And then again, perhaps in some cities, the concept of tiny homes or a separate sort of property. But even when the county moves this idea forward, it will still be up to the individual municipalities to determine what's best for them and to be able to sort of regulate that on their own. So countywide, it won't be applicable unless each municipality decides that they are also going to accept it.
We've been chatting with Sandra Vesey-Einhorn, the executive director of the Coordinating Council of Broward. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.